I don't think it's started.
Yes, I see started right now.
Okay, what does real talk mean to you? It doesn't frozen. I hope it's recording, but what does real talk mean to you?
Like to talk about everything that goes in your mind, like you don't put like limits on things you
Wait.
feel or think.
All right. So what are you feeling and thinking right now that made you, I don't know, what's the realest real talk you can think of at this moment?
I'm feeling lonely, like alone and lonely. There is not like different things, but alone and lonely, but I
Where are you
feel
on the planet Earth right now?
like I am in Europe, like in Albania.
And where?
I am from Albania.
Albania. Cool. So why do you feel lonely right now?
Not because, even because I am lonely, like with no other, but I feel lonely because there are things that are going on like in my life that my friends are not talking to me, like I didn't do anything, like we didn't but they just don't keep like talking to me, and so
It's not, it's a temper, like, are they actually angry with you, or is this just, you're just feeling lonely and they're just not talking to you because of some other reason? That do they still like you? Do they still want to talk to you?
I don't think so, and I don't know why, because I really did my best, like, to be there for them. Like, I'm not a so social person, though, like, but I have two friends, and we were just, like, three musketeers, three girls, but now there's a couple of months that they just don't want to, and I don't know why.
Sorry, can you
I
repeat
don't know
that?
why.
It glitched a little bit. I couldn't hear the last thing you said.
It's a couple of months that they don't communicate, like, even if I told, like, to meet, they just keep saying yes, but they don't come, like they say yes just to educate, to be educated, like.
So wait, it's been a couple months since they have talked to you?
Yes.
Dang. And you don't,
Yes, I'm not so sure about
you can't
is
pinpoint,
that I need friends.
you can't like pinpoint an event that led to them not talking to you. It was like a slow, it was more like a slow, fade out where they just stopped talking to you over a period of
No,
time.
it's not slow, Peter. No, it was like 1 month, and I have an argument with one of my friends that what's happening, that she's avoiding me. This was October. Said to me, I'm like, no, it's fine. I'm not. I just have other people to go out now, and it's just not your time. Like, it's not personal, she said to me, but it's just not my time to be with her. Like,
Um, so,
she not feel like to go out.
So she's going out with other friends. Is there any reason why you couldn't go out with those friends too? Like, is there any reason why that you
I
might be
don't
incompatible
know.
with that friend group?
I don't know because she met me with their friends. Like, she introduced me, and then she didn't. It's just weird, but it's not like okay, she don't want to be like. But now, sorry, because my communication is a little difficult to understand, but so are my
Yeah, no,
thoughts.
I understand.
Sorry.
No, I
Sorry for
understand. Like,
that.
sometimes these things are like, it's easy. You don't really know what you're feeling until you can put it into words for someone else. So that's what I'm here for, I guess.
And why are you doing this?
I'm just, I just
Sorry to
answered
ask.
this notification that said someone wants to talk about real talk, and I don't know. I just want to, I get the notifications on this app sometimes and I don't answer them, but I was just in the mood to hear somebody talk about, quote, real talk.
That's good from you. And you, did you do like real talk here with someone?
I haven't real talked with anyone yet. This is the first time I've real talked on this topic. I couldn't find anybody to talk to me about real talk the first time, but I still get notifications anytime anyone else wants to talk about it. And you're the first person who I've answered, actually. I've probably gotten the notification about 20 times and not answered. But yeah, I mean, are you sure you don't know what any, it really feels like you can't identify any event that led to your friends not talking to you? Like, I'm nobody. You can tell me anything.
Yes, I know that, but that's true. I don't think I did something to deserve this, like so wrong, like because she said to me, like, don't take it personally. But now the most difficult part for me is that I don't care anymore. Like, even if she come to me, it's like I'm feeling nostalgic about the past, but it's not that I want in my life like this friend because I don't trust her
Oh,
anymore.
you don't. So now.
No, because she go away and say, oh, I don't like to be with you in this couple of months, and I don't like this kind of person, like
Is it
my
a
life.
friend or is it a girlfriend? Like, is it a romantic relationship or is it a friend relationship? Yeah,
Friend
that's
relationship.
weird. It sounds strange. I wonder if there's something she's not telling you.
Yes, I think that. But I don't care anymore. It's like, it's not that is
You do
important for
care
me.
because you're talking about it right now. It's still like a mystery in your life a bit.
Care about her. I care about me feeling this lonely when I go out because I have families around, but they don't get in touch so much.
It is really hard.
And my father.
Is really hard. So now, wait, you had the one friend is not talking to you. What about any other friends?
And another friend, she finally have a boyfriend and is with her
How new is that relationship?
all the time. It's earlier than with this, like we were 4 years old,
No,
but
I'm saying how new is her boyfriend?
2 years.
Yeah, it is really hard. I had a relationship for a long time and after being in it for a long time, I realized that a lot of my close friends weren't there anymore because I was spending all my time with her. And that's kind of a tragic that that happens.
Because a romantic relationship can end, like
Yeah.
it's so easy to end, like, but friendship, it it must be hard to him. Is that because I'm sad? Because why must end like this? Like, for no reason. Because, okay, love ends for no reason because you don't love her anymore, and that's all. You can't love someone. Or friendship is like this, like maybe you can't love your friend
I don't
anymore.
Think it is weird when friendships end. In my experience, friendships don't end catastrophically or in a bad way. They just sort of fade out. But it sounds like that sort of happened with your friend that got into a relationship. But the other friend that said that it's not personal and she doesn't want to be a friend, that's pretty unusual. I don't know. Where are you gonna, what, you gotta find new friends, I guess.
But
I think so.
I am in a relationship, like for, like I was 16 years old and now I am 24. And I live with this boy, but I'm feeling lonely with him, like, all the time I'm lonely.
Even with him?
He's not here. Even with him, and most of the time I'm not with him because he justifies himself to say that he works, but it's not work, it's like small things.
It is.
And I am so lonely, like I want just to go somewhere and don't talk to anybody because I clean here. I cook for him, I do things, and he's just not here. It's like I'm living by myself. He just sleep here. He's like my roommate.
Yeah, I hear that complaint a lot. I feel like even, I'm in a relationship now, and I feel like she sometimes feels like that too. But I'm here a lot, I don't know. But I hear that for sure. I think it's really hard. Yeah. Well, I've heard my favorite, and I should let you know, like this like cuts off at 15 minutes. Like it's just, I don't know when this call is at 15 minutes, but it's just going to end. Just a warning. Like if I cut out, it's not me hanging up. but my favorite author, Kurt Vonnegut, do you know him? He wrote Slaughterhouse-Five and Breakfast of Champions, a bunch of stuff. He's pretty famous, but he said that the problem with relationships in like the modern world is that we get in them and then you only are around that one other person. Whereas in the past, when you married someone, you were around their whole family. And so marrying someone meant you got a bunch of new friends. But now when you get into a relationship, it means that all your friends go away and that person has to be everything to you. They have to be your friend. They have to be somebody you want to have sex with. They have to be someone who can give you advice. They have to cook, like that it's a lot of responsibility to put on one other person. So that's what I've been thinking about a lot. And I wonder, like, if there's a way that, as you get older and you get into relationships, that you can stay in touch with friends and even make new friends. But it feels like it's hard to do when you're in a relationship.
I want to thank you so much because these words are in my mind.
Thank you. Thanks for the real talk.
That was much more real than it should.
No, but I mean, if the guy that you're living with now, I mean, I would try to, do you talk to him about this stuff? Or do you have real talk with him?
I try, but he does not like talk at all.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I think guys pretend like we don't have emotions because we don't want to tell you because we don't want to be
vulnerable, is what I was about to say. Sometimes I think maybe it's not true, but I feel like guys do. The whole stereotype about guys not having emotions, I feel, is just like, I'm not so sure if that's true. But anyway, it was a really great call I had with Villanelle. I don't know how to pronounce her name. Villanelle. I just wanted to follow up by reading like the whole Kurt Vonnegut thing I was talking about. I mean, maybe this is an antiquated view to think that like marriage is like even a thing we want to keep, you know, monogamy is a thing we want to keep doing, but I still like Kurt Vonnegut, and I think this is a nice thing he said that a lot now, so I'll just read it here. He used to give lots of speeches to college graduates, the commencement speech. He would give a lot of these, and I think this is like from that. It was something he said at a lot of different commencement speeches. Okay, now let's have some fun. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about women. Freud said he didn't know what women wanted. I know what women want. They want a whole lot of people to talk to. What do they want to talk about? They want to talk about everything. What do men want? They want a lot of pals, and they wish people wouldn't get so mad at them. Why are so many people getting divorced today? It's because most of us don't have extended families anymore. It used to be that when a man and woman got married, the bride got a lot more people to talk about, or a lot more people to talk to about everything, and the groom got a lot more pals to tell dumb jokes to. A few more American, like these, look, guys, I know this is a little bit like, you know, gender roley, get over it. Kurt said this in like the 70s or something. A few Americans, but very few, still have extended families. The Navajos, the Kennedys. But most of us, if we get married nowadays, are just one more person for the other person. The groom gets one more pal, but it's a woman. And the woman gets one more person to talk about everything, but it's a man. When a couple has an argument, they may think it's about money or power or sex or how to raise the kids or whatever. But what they're really saying to each other, though, without realizing it, is this. You are not enough people. I met a man in Nigeria one time, an Igbo who has 600 relatives he knew quite well. His wife had just had a baby. The best possible news in any extended family. They were going to take it to meet all of its relatives, Igbos of all ages and shapes. It would even meet other babies, cousins not much older than it was. Everybody who was big enough and steady enough was going to get to hold it, cuddle it, gurgle to it, and say how pretty it was or handsome. Wouldn't you have loved to be that baby? So that was a nice thing Kurt said. You know, IMO, we got a lot of work to do when it comes to friends and relationships and new ways of living together as people in this, like, post-gender world. And, you know, I know that, like I said, that thing, like, that about, like, men just want pals and girls want to talk about, I mean, those are, this is, like some little bit, like, you know, stereotypical. I think the sentiment is true, though, that as, that when you get into a long-term relationship, you get kind of isolated, and I wish that wasn't the case. And I feel like there's something to that paragraph. I don't know. There's a reason why I keep thinking about it, maybe. Thanks for listening to The Real Talk, and thanks to Villanelle. I hope maybe we'll talk again. Thank you. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.